The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
First time in over a decade, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is not America's favorite candy. So when you listen to today's episode, you're going to find out what kicked it out of your spot.
You're such an inner fat chick a lot of times. Literally came out of the gates and she's like, yo, I got it. Don't worry about it.
She's got the stats.
Boom, right to...
Didn't even tell us we're going to talk about.
If there was fantasy football for candy bars, Dana would be the champion. That was funny, dog. She came out the gate with that. But it is an upset, nevertheless.
It is
a big upset.
And I will say I'm happy with it.
In the history of candy, this is the biggest one, y'all.
So we're talking candy, we're talking meth pumpkins, and we're talking dead bodies. So let's start the episode. A childhood dream of DJ Automatics came true last night. Let's talk about it on this fine Friday's Eve. Yep, it's Thursday morning here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You want to tell the story, Otto?
So last night I'm walking into the stadium. I see a guy and I'm like, oh, that's CL Smooth from Pete Rock and CL Smooth, one of my favorite hip-hop groups of all time. And I was like, oh, he must be working at halftime. We hit it off immediately. I told him, you know, the stories of me growing up listening to his music, and that my brother has the same birthday as him, and then that started a whole other conversation.
Damn. I hate to do this to you, but who is he? I hate to be that guy. What is he singing, though? What song is it? Like,
this one. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say
think back 22 years ago to keep it on. Okay.
So he followed me last night. Now we're homies.
Oh, nice, dude. That's what's up, man. Yeah. Did you go back and forth with him at all? Did you like his photos? I like to do that sometimes.
I'm awkward about that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to look at his stuff.
Him to see him fan out.
I already fanned out by being quoting his lyrics to him.
One of my heroes was to follow me on a social media platform. I want to interact with them. That's why I would want somebody.
He just started following me, Anthony.
Okay, all right. So maybe you guys are going to start doing something.
Hey, I've been 24 hours, Anthony.
Oh, dude, you got to go like a little bit of his throwbacks. Go 180 weeks back into his profile, dude. Let him know that you've been here for a while.
That'll
get
me unfollowed real quick.
Real quick. Anthony, the ultimate follow. Like, who's the most famous person that follows you now, and who would you want to follow you?
Honestly, I'm going to say shout out to Chris Estrada, who's the creator of This Fool, which is the show on Hulu.
That's
the one that comes off top. There might be a few rapper homies too, but yeah, that one comes off top.
Cap G just went to your show.
I call him George. It's my friend. But that's my thing, though. That's like my real friend.
The weird part is because once you get to know people, you realize they're just like you.
One time, I did scare off a celebrity. That's true. I did scare off John Leguizamo. Dana does remember this. I made a post about him quoting him, and then he reshared it, and I said, "Thank you, my king." And he's never replied back to me since. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I found out. What about you, Dana Cortez? If there's a celebrity to follow you,
I think the most famous people to follow me right now, there's former President Barack Obama.
He follows everybody.
He reads my tweets though.
Oh, okay? No, he doesn't.
Post Malone. Tonight.
Post Malone's a big one.
That's a big one.
This picture of Michelle Obama looking over Barack's phone and being like, who's Dana?
Sounds pretty good to me.
I would want Bad Bunny and Salma Hayek to follow me.
Okay, asked for one person and I'm making a list, dude. Okay.
I mean, if we're going to start listing famous people that are following us, I got a list of them.
Who would you want to follow you? Hit me up now at Dana Cortez, Instagram or Twitter, National Day Anthony A.
Cap G also got a record with J Balvin on the way. Hey! All right, it is National Black Cat Day.
Love black cats. For me, they're good luck. But anytime a black cat crosses my path, something great happens to me.
I think that means you're part witch.
Sorry, but okay, that's for sure, honey. Let me tell you.
All right, National American Beer Day, and we got to cheers one to the Navy. It's National Navy Day, y'all. Yes. Salute to my Uncle Leroy, who served in the Navy. I appreciate you, Uncle. And we have National Cranky Coworkers Day.
Automatic. It's your day.
I'm having a good day, okay? See how smooth followed me.
You are. All right, so here's a little Halloween fact. Yesterday, we told you it came from the Celtic area, which is now Ireland. Well, the people from Ireland brought Halloween over as they immigrated to the United States. It was not an everyday holiday.
So it came through Ellis Island?
It came through Ellis Island, DJ Automatic, or through Canada, or through Mexico. However you came up here from Ireland, that's how it came.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America, for the first time in over a decade, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is not the number one favorite candy. I can't wait to tell you what knocked it out of its place. Let's list the best and worst candy right now. Let's start with worst.
The worst candy?
The worst. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a such thing as bad candy.
Automatic, there is bad candy.
I'll give it to you on that, Automatic. You know, you just gotta, it's not horrible candy or anything like that. It's just not your flavor.
It's so bad. Like, licorice to me, blah.
Oh,
so
I love licorice.
Well, anyway, here's the top five worst candies. Number five, Twizzler. I agree.
Twizzler's
like,
great.
Okay. It tastes like rubber cherry.
I mean, but if you go to the movies and you use it as a straw, it's delicious.
Way better than a paper straw.
Thank you.
Way better than a paper straw.
And it saves the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four, Dots.
Those like little gummies. They kind of stick to your mouth. They come in a cardboard box.
Another great movie candy.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, man. That's a classic.
It keeps you picking at your teeth throughout the movie. It's endless flavor.
The next one, number three, it tastes like, let me describe it and see if you can guess. Sugared chalk.
Oh, yeah, Smarties.
Yes,
Smarties are good.
Sugar chalk.
Not only can you use them to draw, but they're kind of tasty.
See, like, come on. Like, you ain't got to appreciate. Nobody appreciates the Smarties.
I love a Smartie.
I appreciate the Smarties. They're there.
I like the sour ones.
And, yo, as like a person who don't want to spend a lot of money on these damn kids, I'm going to buy a box of Smarties.
Like,
yeah, y'all get the Smarties for me, dog.
You can get your house egged.
Number two, candy corn.
I love me some candy corn.
Now, that's candy corn sketch. Candy's corn sketch.
And anyone who likes candy corn automatically.
I'm obviously addicted to sugar.
Candy corn just hits a little bit different because a lot of times people put it like in a bowl thing. And since COVID, you don't want to be putting your hands in the bowl.
Lick your fingers and put it back in there.
You got COVID corn now.
Yeah, man. Come on, COVID corn. Number one, the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, I love me a Tootsie Roll too. Especially the long ones.
Shout out to the Tootsie Rolls that come in other flavors sometimes. I feel like
the strawberry one is banging.
Yeah, I feel like I only see those ones during the holiday time.
I agree with that being number one, except that licorice was out of the top five. Licorice is gross too. All right, here we are. The best candy, according to a new list by Delish.com, number five, Butterfingers.
Yo, man.
Very good.
Best Blizzard out there.
Number four, Kit Kat. Really? Number four? Seriously?
I believe that. I mean, it's a top five.
Oh, God. I'm passionate about candies. I already feel like this is already a different category of candy than the ones that we hated on.
I think Kit Kat should have been number one, but that's just me. All right. Number three, Snickers.
Yummy.
Yeah, Snickers is there.
It's solid. It's a go-to. Yeah. It's a meal replacement bar to me.
For sure. Facts, dude.
Number two, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know it's number one.
Let's know it's number one? Okay. You want to take a guess, Anthony?
I'm going to say Twix.
Okay. DJ Automatic?
I don't know. Tell me.
M&M's!
I love me some peanut M&M's. Solid go-to. I feel like that's actually a meal.
What?
Every candy bar you said is a meal, is a power bar. I would like to think that the new non-binary purple M&M made them number one.
Okay. All right. So there's an agenda here. All right. That's cool. Let's do it.
There is not an agenda.
It's a pronoun agenda through M&M's.
America voted. All right. If you want the full list, I actually have the top 20 worst and top 20 best. Hit me up now on Instagram at Dana Cortez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Some of the scariest movies that we all enjoy watching, especially this time of year, are based on true events. And I'm going to list a few right now. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you always go first.
New government research finds that video games aren't that bad for your kids.
Aren't that bad?
Aren't that bad.
Can we break that down, Automatic?
Okay.
Break that down.
Researchers found kids who played 3 or more hours a day performed better on cognitive skills tests. And when it came to like impulse control, memory, and things like that, they were the kids that played all these video games actually did a lot better than kids who didn't play video games.
I kind of agree with that. I understand what you're saying with the whole cognitive.
For sure. And like, it's a good way to learn a lot of things. Like, for me, it helped me a lot with my math when I was playing GTA and I had like a certain amount of money. If I'd go pick up a lady and we'd drive to my car and do some things,
subtract that money, it was good for math.
It's good for a lot of different life skills.
The study does also talk about what kind of video games you're playing.
GTA didn't make the cut, bro.
Yeah, and it can be detrimental to your mental health and your behavior as well.
Apparently, the study doesn't focus on street cred because that's what GTA taught me a lot of, right? How to survive in these streets. Anyway.
Families, that's not it. GTA ain't it.
Okay, that's fun to play, but not when you're 9.
Exactly.
Yeah. My mom bought it for us, dude. So don't look at us, right? Anyway, all right. In case you missed it, recent survey says that 22% of millennials and 19% of Gen Zers are going broke from dating.
Oh.
All right. They said on average, women spend $81 and men spend $104 on dates.
Ooh. That's a lot of
money. Expensive.
And apparently the sausages too.
Oh,
you just said women are spending a whole lot of money.
That's a lot of money, dude. Do you think now with gender roles being more neutral, right? We're aiming for an even playing field. I think the responsibility of paying for the date goes to whoever invited the person.
Absolutely.
Do you let women pay for the date ever?
Hell yeah, dude.
Does this actually ever happen though?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. All these chicks are like fully employed and they all got degrees now.
Well, when I was you and I were courting each other. I paid a lot. And
you said didn't. I would never let you pay.
That is such a lie. That is such a lie.
It might be.
It is a lie. No, it's a lie. I know it's a lie because you said that was something you actually liked about me. You might have forgotten that now.
Oh, I feel like I pay for everything now. So what happened?
Because we're married.
I like her strategy, Dana. I like your strategy.
She's like, let me hook him real quick. Think that I'm going to do 50-50.
I'm going to buy him a little 2 for $20 Applebee's.
In case you missed it, scary movie time this time of year is very popular. And there are some that are actually based on true stories. Psycho, I did not know that. The Exorcist was based on a true story of a little boy possessed by the devil. The Amityville Horror.
Oh, yeah.
Real story right there. I don't like watching that alone.
I was so fascinated with the Amityville Horror when I was in middle school that I did a bunch of like projects and research on it, all the way back to like when it was like a Native American burial ground and whatnot.
That's too. What they built that house on, yeah. Over a Native American burial ground. This whole country is...
Ooh, Amityville Horror, that's a good one.
I've never even seen it, so what, I don't know what you're talking about.
I won't watch movies like that.
Well, though. To encourage you to watch it, just know that there's a lot of Ryan Reynolds with his shirt off. Automatic.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm going to watch it now.
The Silence of the Lambs is actually based on Ted Bundy, and I did get you to watch that. It's not really scary. It's more of a thriller.
That's a really good movie.
Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster, amazing in that one. Misery, written by Stephen King.
That really happened?
So it was based on his addiction to drugs and the need to write for an audience while suffering through that.
So nobody really got their ankles broken with a sledgehammer.
That's his sick, twisted mind. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. Oh, my God. That book is crazy. And then the number one movie based on true events is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The FBI file is actually called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But the movie, though, is like a couple different stories combined.
It's
right?
Totally different. Yeah, it's totally different. Yeah. But still, just think about an FBI file being so bad. It's called Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and the directors and writers are like, we'll just keep the name. We don't even have to change it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Let's get this show on the road with a crazy story. $402,000 worth of liquid meth were found hidden inside condom-filled pumpkins.
Oh!
Happy Halloween, everybody!
It's like a little, you remember those little like Russian antique dolls? That's like the little doll you take. So there's a pumpkin, and then there's condoms in the pumpkin, and then there's
filled with liquid meth.
That's what's
inside. Officers with U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized 44 pounds of liquid meth.
Damn.
Inside of these pumpkins. So they just, they're pumpkins.
That's a party right there.
Depending on who you are, that's a trick and treat right there. That's
whoa. God.
That'd be a trick for me. Take that pumpkin away from me. So anyway, the pumpkins were a little bit strange looking. You know, lost some life or what was going on.
They were high as shit.
All right. I've never wanted to be a gang member, but I just want to be in the room when they were like, yo, put the meth in the condoms and then put them in the pumpkin.
How do you think that the Border Patrol figured out there was meth inside the condoms in the pumpkin?
I don't know.
None of the jack-o'-lanterns had teeth.
Hey! Nice. That's a great joke right there, Dan Cortez.
All right. So then we're going to California because there's this woman and she wears contact lenses and she went to go see her eye doctor because she had blurry vision and pain.
She was irritated.
Yes. Well, upon further examination, the doctor figured out she had 23 contact lenses in her eye.
Oh.
What? How do you forget 23 times?
She's a fan of one night stands, is what I'm saying. Because there's a lot of women who do that.
I was thinking she's a fan of these pumpkins.
Well, did they get the 23 of them?
They got the 23 out, and she continues to wear contacts. Just one at a time. Time though now.
As you can see clearly now. All right, guys. Well, it's never too late to chase your dreams, and sometimes you got to work smarter, not harder. And my man, Josh Nally in Kentucky, is a definition of that. He is a restaurant manager who is passionate about acting and hopes to one day produce his own TV show. So he decided to get going on his dream by posing on TikTok as a dead body.
He's dead.
He did this for 321 days straight, and ladies and gentlemen, he is now the newest cast member of CSI. That's right. He is going to be on CSI Vegas as a dead body.
I'm taking he doesn't have a speaking role.
No, he does not.
I was thinking he's not really living the dream. He's dead.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
For the first time in 6 years, we're getting new Rihanna music. Let's talk about it now. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., get us started with some famous people's birthdays.
We got Lonzo Ball celebrating a birthday, Kelly Osbourne, and the actress Samantha Logan celebrating a birthday as well.
I want to start off by talking about Matthew Perry, best known as his role, played Chandler Bing.
Yes,
in a television series, Friends. Yes. His book coming out is called Friends, Lovers, and a Big Terrible Thing. What many people don't know is that Matthew Perry has struggled with addiction. He said most of his life, since he was a kid, he would fake back pain, headaches, anything. And even during the time when he's marrying Monica, he was taken in out of rehab to do that scene and then taken back to rehabilitation. And this is how he finally figured out how to beat addiction.
Your disease is just outside, just doing one-arm push-ups, just waiting for you, waiting to get you alone. Because alone, you lose.
I love that he's open about it, and I know that sometimes we can feel ashamed, but we shouldn't. There are many families who have loved ones who are struggling with this. I know I had several in my own family, and the more we talk about it, the more we can help those that we love. The interview airs tomorrow night on ABC at 8 p.m. All right, let's talk about some more audio that has come up. Miss Ashanti, the princess of hip-hop and R&B, back in the day, she was on the Irv Gotti label, Murder, Inc. Irv Gotti recently spoke negatively about her. I don't know, he was married, he wanted, you know, her, and she didn't want to be controlled by him. Obviously, she was a young single woman, and he made some terrible comments to her when she was on the label. Here she is talking about it to Angie Martinez.
You know, when someone is consistently saying to you, you ain't shit, f*** you, you're not even f***, f*** loyal, I made you, he would say, f*** you wanna f*** because I made you look like that, in those exact words.
That's abuse 101. The first thing an abuser does is gain control, beat you down, and make you think you can't survive without them. She goes on to say, well, obviously I got out of that.
Okay, f*** you too, you fat bitch ass motherfucker. Now what?
Exactly!
You know she had to be mad because she never talked trash about Irv Gotti or Nelly ever.
Who she dated forever. Yeah, I know you're right. You're right. All right, and then now we'll talk about Rihanna. She's got a new song coming out dedicated to the life of Chaz Bozeman, co-written by Thames. Oh, it's called Lift Me Up. I can't wait for this.
I think this is going to be the biggest song of Rihanna's career.
Do
think
you, about what,
that's a bold prediction. Well, she's got some big records.
Well, think about what we're doing here, though, right? Because what a better way to come back from Auntie than to pay tribute to the great Chadwick Boseman. She's now entering the Marvel Universe. And think back to what See You Again did for Wiz Khalifa. I'm already getting emotional talking about this about this moment on camera.
Right. And
it's going to be up there. This is going to be a beautiful
moment. And
then
to have Thames on the record, and Thames and her wrote the record together. It could be a very big record. But I got to hear it first.
We're going to cry together.
And then November 9th, 2022, making me cry, the Savage X Fenty Fashion Show.
Oh, well. Tears of joy.
Yeah, give me Kleenex for another reason.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Does she have a Fenty lotion?
That's Daily Dirt. She does.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
LA Times just released the 25 best fast food burgers. I'm going to give you the top five right now. It is Food News Inside Hottest Hashtags. Friday's Eve, almost Halloween. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so if you're feeling lucky, you might want to buy one of these Powerball jackpot tickets because nobody won the $610 million.
Ooh.
And Automatic, we don't ever buy Powerball, but I'm feeling rather lucky myself. Let's do it. What would you do with $850 million?
I wouldn't be here tomorrow.
Damn.
Why?
Yeah, I'd be chilling.
First thing I'd do is go to Peter Piper's buffet.
What? Anthony, seriously?
Just Peter Piper?
Yeah, just enjoy myself there.
Get all the game tokens you could possibly handle.
Oh, man.
Well, no, man, I just want to get like the strawberry pizza to go. Like the strawberry cheesecake pizza.
Strawberry cheesecake pizza. Is it good?
Oof, yes. Peter Piper's, you know where I'm coming.
You know what's interesting? We're talking about winning $800 million, and Anthony's still talking about pizza. Peter Piper pizza. Yeah. You know what they say about the mindset? It's true. All right, go buy you a ticket. We're doing it. And then finally in food news, here we go. The LA Times ranked the top 25 burgers. Here's the top five. In-N-Out, number five. Number four, McDonald's, citing that no matter where you go, you know what you're going to get.
Consistent.
It's tasty. Boom. Yeah, it's tasty.
Double cheeseburger.
Number three, Freddy's. Not in a green.
I ain't mad at Freddy's.
They got good ice cream.
But like, it takes a little bit longer at Freddy's, though. It's not as quick.
Yeah. Number two, Carl's Jr.
I haven't had a Carl's Jr. in a long time, but it wasn't a bad burger when I had it.
Okay, and the number one burger, according to the LA Times, is Fat Burger.
Oh, Fat Burger is a good burger.
I love Fat Burger, but where's Whataburger in this?
Well, let's check the source. It's the LA Times.
Thank you very much.
They're
going to
be a little
biased.
And now they cause a little internal conflict, though, because they put In-N-Out at number five. Like, that's going to be like a little Crips
versus
Bloods.
Well, I'm just saying Whataburger is better than, I think, all of them.
Whataburger came in at number six.
That's the California bias.
Yep. If you want this list, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You are listening to the Dana Cortez Show, and it's Halloween season here. So let's talk about three things that are overrated about Halloween and three things that are underrated about Halloween. And let's see if you agree. Up with me, the two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., who will be taking a stance of things that are overrated on Halloween. And DJ Automatic, who will be taking a stance of things that are underrated on Halloween.
And there's a lot of things that are underrated about Halloween.
And that's why we should lead with appreciation and gratitude. So you go ahead and kick this thing off, DJ Automatic. What are the most underrated things about Halloween?
There's parties for a week.
Oh!
And it's all about the party. There's no gift giving.
Okay, all right.
It's just party time. All right. Another underrated thing about Halloween is candy goes half off after Halloween. Not only do you get free candy for Halloween, then when you want to go to the store and buy some more, you can get it for half the price.
Damn.
Because they're trying to get all the Christmas stuff in there.
You're coming out pretty solid with this list here, brother. This is a good list right now. Go ahead, DJ Automatic, break it down.
And the last thing that's underrated about Halloween is you get to be something or act like something and no one questions it.
Oh, that's the girls I date. I do that daily.
Come on, man.
But I'm telling you, the other thing is, if you got a new girlfriend or new boyfriend, you get to find out who they are really as a person.
Oh,
maybe how promiscuous your woman might be. A costume tells you a lot about a person.
Thank you for leading me right into the list of things that are overrated about Halloween, and I'll start right there. Couple costumes. Those are whack and annoying. All right?
My brother's wife, she keeps talking about their Jim and Pam costume.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay. Like, it wasn't even original.
She's going to make it be Jim? Ew, come on.
He already was.
Oh. Be a Roy. Be a man, bro. Be a man. All right. The second thing that's overrated about Halloween, in my opinion, is the weather. A lot of times it's cold as shit.
True. There's been a lot of times I have to put a jacket on. Cover up the costumes.
For real. I remember walking around, and especially if you're Latino, bro, because then your parents don't take you out trick-or-treating until it's like 10 p.m. at night, and you're freezing by that point, dude.
And they're sitting in the car. Driving you from house to house.
With the flashlight at each yard. And the number one thing that is overrated about Halloween, the most overrated thing about the fall and Halloween, is making fun of pumpkin spice. Stop making fun of pumpkin spice. It is good. You make fun of it because you want to sound cool and you don't want to be trendy. But pumpkin spice is actually delicious. All right. What else do you want us to call it? Huh? It's cinnamon. It's cloves. You love those things put together. All right. And a little bit of spice. Come on, dude. Pumpkin spice is okay. And
are you done yet?
But I'm sorry.
Because pumpkin spice sucks.
Oh! Are you on my side of pumpkin spice or are you on DJ Automatic's side of pumpkin spice? It's the best thing about the holiday season, and I think it should be here year-round. At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.